You know, we like stories about persistence, story about the people who persist. They set a goal and they seek and they fight and they struggle to achieve it. You know, we can think of, you know, the great blockbusters like The Lord of the Rings. The story of The Lord of the Rings is a story of persistence against unbelievable odds. And we're cheering for the hobbits as they go forward to complete the goal of destroying the ring, despite the whole world seemingly arrayed against them. We can think of simpler movies. We can think of like the story of Rocky, where he climbs from the streets to become the champion boxer. And so on and so on. So many of these stories, and we're cheering for the young upstart, the old veteran who's trying to get back into it. All these stories of persistence, we're cheering for them. And we feel so good at the end of the movie, the end of the story, when they win. They reach their goal. And part of the reason why we like those stories, because they remind us that if we are persistent, if we set a goal and we are persistent in moving towards that goal, we will find success. Hopefully the success that we'll find will be achieving that goal. We'll be reaching that point that we wanted to reach. But maybe there'll be a different success. But either way, if we continue going, think of a business owner who struggles and gives up much to grow his business and eventually is able to succeed. Not all do, but many do. Think of an athlete, again, you know, like the story of Rocky, who develops his skills and abilities in the particular sport that he's playing and eventually is able to reach some success, whatever that level of success happens to be. Because we generally do believe that success will come, despite the setbacks, despite the attacks, despite the times that we fail. If we just get up and continue, have that perseverance, have that persistence, we will make it. And that's what our Lord is telling us in the gospel today, is that we need to be persistent in the spiritual life. Look at the parable that he tells of the widow and the judge. You know, I always like that. You got this unjust judge who, you can tell he's a fat cat. You know, he's got things set up. He's probably unjust because it's whoever pays the most amount of money gets the judgment type of deal. He's getting a little graft, a little bribe on the side, you know, that kind of deal. And then you've got this widow who's just trying to get a just judgment. And she's persisting and persisting. And you know she's one of those people that every day she's pounding on his door, I want my judgment, I want my judgment, pound, 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 pound. And he eventually gets to the point that he's afraid. One of these times she's going to stop pounding on the door and start pounding on his head. You know, that's kind of persistence that he doesn't want. And so he gives the judgment. Well, I'm not saying that if we're trying to persist and somebody's stopping us, that we go pummel them. But we do need to have that persistence. As our Lord says, will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? He will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. We all have things that we want from God. We all have prayers that we know need answering from him. And if we want that answer, our Lord is telling us we need to persist. We need to continue seeking whatever that might be. Because the spiritual life is not a one-and-done thing. That's why I always hate the people who say, all you need to do to be saved is come do an altar call and say the sinner's prayer and that's it. It's a false spirituality. That's a good start. I would say that's a very good start to your spiritual journey. But that's not the be-all and end-all. The spiritual life is a constant, ongoing thing. It's one step at a time. It's taking those prayers for healings for others, those prayers for our concerns and our needs, the needs of the world, and so on. The things that we are seeking God's assistance for. We need to take those prayers. We need to take our lives and be on that journey of persistence in the spiritual life. It's an ongoing journey. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. striving towards our goal of the spiritual life, which is heaven, which is an eternity with our Lord in heaven. That is what the spiritual life is all about. And it's one of those things that we need to take that one step at a time, one day at a time, and we are going to fall. We are going to fail to take those steps. We are going to slide backwards. We are going to have others who will try to prevent us, who will attack us. When that happens, we need to spiritually get ourselves up, dust ourselves off. We call that the sacrament of confession, by the way, if we've fallen due to sin, and get going again. Take those steps again. Oh, you're trying to do this spiritual practice, but you've forgotten the last couple of days. Pick yourself up, do it again. You're trying to avoid these sins, and you fall into them. Go to confession, pick yourself up, go again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. It's an ongoing journey. It doesn't end with one step. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Well, so does the spiritual life. And then another step, and another step. The problem that can happen, because the spiritual life is this journey that is a lifelong process, we can become weary. We can become beat up. We can give up. We can tire of it. And sadly, I think that's a lot of Catholics. The reason why so many Catholics don't come to Mass, don't believe in the Eucharist, don't receive the sacrament of confession, don't pray, is because they have grown weary. Or because they don't recognize that they need to make the journey in the first place. But for those of us who are on the journey, we must not allow ourselves to become weary. We must pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. And if we have those in our family who have become weary, which I would venture basically all of us do, we have people in our family who have given up, we need to lift them up. We need to help them so that they don't become weary. You know, look at Moses. For to win the battle, he had to hold his arms like this all day. Challenge you to do that. Ain't gonna happen. Unless, you know, you're doing something where you're constantly working over your head, like a car mechanic where you're underneath the lift or something. Ain't gonna happen. Moses' arms would get tired. They'd droop. The battle would go badly. And so they had Moses sit on a rock, and Aaron and Hur held his arms up. Because it's a lot easier to hold your arms at waist level or gut level and hold someone else's arms up than it is for you to do it yourself, to hold your arms up yourself. We can stand like this all day, especially if you can start switching hands, you know, so your arms don't get tired. Well, that's the same thing in the spiritual life. We have those around us who have wearied of the spiritual life, who have given up in the spiritual life. They have been caught up in the things of the world more than the things of the spiritual life. We need to be that support for them. We need to help them. Help them be lifted up and dusted off and take those steps in the spiritual life. This is what St. Paul is calling us to. Proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. Oh no, reprimand, convince, encourage. We don't like those words in the church today. Especially reprimand, especially convince. We want to think of the faith as something between us and God. And that as long as I feel I'm okay with God, we're good. And what St. Paul is telling us, that's not the case. We need to convince others of the truth that is given us by Christ that leads on that spiritual journey to salvation. We need to reprimand those who are teaching falsely the path of the spiritual life. And there are plenty of those out there, some of them who wear robes just like this at pulpits just like this. And we need to encourage those who day to day are making these steps, are making these struggles, are falling down and picking themselves up and going. We need to encourage them. That ultimately is why the parish is here. That is why our faith is not a me and Jesus thing. It's an us as the body of Christ. We support and encourage each other. And yes, sometimes that also does mean we might have to argue. We might have to convince. We might have to reprimand because they are falling away, going astray. We need to be here strengthening each other as often as we can. We need to do everything we can to provide that support and encouragement that we need, especially those times when the journey is difficult. We need to not allow others to give up on the journey, but to be there for them. Because again, ultimately our goal is to get ourselves and each other, or as I like to say it, get myself and drag as many people with me as I can into heaven. That's our goal. That is what we are persevering towards in the spiritual life, where we are persisting towards in the spiritual life. May we truly persist in that spiritual journey and help others from becoming weary and ourselves not becoming weary until we reach that goal.